great situation to talk to ahead of Gillingham, but what can you tell us from the events this week, obviously, behind the scenes?
Yeah, obviously, we got the news yesterday. Spoke to Russ and Scoff, fantastic people, fantastic coaches. Got told by the chairman and Dave Beebe yesterday that I will be doing the job for Saturday, with Tony helping and Muzzy. And all we can do now is sit down, have a chat and prepare the players, mentally and physically, because it's a massive game for the club and for them as individuals as well.
What has the chairman told you going into this fixture then?
I literally go and take the game. As I say, we spoke to him yesterday morning. Go and take the game with the guys, as I mentioned, and basically get a result, get a performance, because I think we're not far off. I think the last couple of performances, have shown they're not a million miles. As I say, if we can get that little bit more from the players, hopefully we can go and get 3 points and to bring back to Glanford Park.
Obviously, the lads were in for training yesterday. What was the reaction there yesterday?
Obviously, things change when a manager goes. There's a little bit of atmosphere around the place, but all we can say to them guys is go out and train and give everything you've got, which we say to them every day anyway, which they did. A few of the lads did the warm down that played on Tuesday night. There was a few of us went out and trained yesterday, and the lads gave 110% and had a good hard session.
Disappointment in the camp?
Obviously, there's disappointment. They've all gone and seen the manager, but like I said, unfortunately, that's part of football, and we can only look forward. And the next game is Gillingham. The position we are in the table, we need to start picking points up. And as I said, hopefully that will begin on Saturday.
Gillingham, then we spoke to Russ about Gillingham, and it's a team that's around our area of the table, so it's an important game, isn't it?
They're all important now. You say where we are in the table, we need to start picking points up and quickly. And as I said, the last couple of performances have showed that we're very capable of doing that, and that little bit more that we can get hopefully from the players. They've showed the quality that they've got, maybe a little bit of luck here and there. We're not far away.
Preparations for Gillingham then, what do we know about them? Obviously they're capable of scoring goals and conceding, as they've shown in midweek.
Yeah, I think we've just been having a chat down there. The majority of teams are, as you've just said, on the day they can beat anybody, but also they're very beatable. We'll go down there full of respect for them. I know the manager, I know the assistant manager as well, so I know what kind of teams he expects. But like I said, it's all about us now. It's about the lads focusing on Saturday, preparing them mentally and physically. And as I said, there's no reason why we can't go down there, put a good performance on and come back with 3 points.
It's a bit ironic, really, that it starts with a long trip, as it did last year for us.
Yeah. Want a home game or a little simple one like that, but a 6-hour coach trip, which again we're preparing for, we're ready, we know what we're doing, the day's planned, we'll be training when we get down there, so everything's ready to go, like I said, hopefully to bring back some points in Glanford Park.
For you then, is it the case of just this one game at the minute?
Listen, it's not about me, it's not about me, it's about, as I've said a few times, it's about preparing the lads, it's about Scunthorpe United, it's about getting 3 points, it's about climbing the table. It's not about me, it's all the coaching staff, it's about everybody sticking together. We've lost a fantastic man in Russ Wilcox and his assistant John, absolute top men, full respect for them. But like I said, we're preparing the lads to go down there and get 3 points.
Is this something, I know you say it's not about you, Andy, but is it something that you've always wanted to do?
Again, it's a difficult one for me to answer at the time, because I'm sat here and it's not about me. It's about one game that the chairman's given us the opportunity to go and help the lads with Muzzy and Tony Dawes. And that's all we can do. We know in football, as what's happened in this week, you can't look that far ahead. So the main focus is definitely on Saturday.
But this club does have a tradition of promoting from within.
Well, again, that's not for me to talk to you about. That's for you probably to talk to the chairman about. And as you say, I'll keep batting it away. The most important thing is Saturday. Because once you start getting results, you know what I mean, you get on a run and things start rolling. And when we do that, I'm sure we'll be okay.
I mean, obviously, that's what happened last season with Russ. Exactly the same thing.
Russ, well, his record speaks for himself. It's, you know what I mean? No one's beaten. and fair play to him for that. I've just said to him there, what a fantastic achievement that, that he has for himself and the club last year. And as you say, you get on a roll, you start winning games, confidence starts becoming high, and all of a sudden you don't think you'll get beaten. You just carry that run on, and hopefully the quicker we start getting points, the quicker that run will start coming.
Given that that was only last season, and it's pretty fresh in the memory, was everybody a little bit surprised by the speed of events yesterday?
Again, you're asking the wrong person. It's obviously, we came in yesterday. The manager had a meeting with the chairman. And like I said, that's football. That's got nothing to do with us, what's happened. It's happened. And like I said, all we can do is focus on getting everybody ready to go down to Gillingham on Saturday afternoon.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.